listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Hey, today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us today, friends from Worship Anew. Worship Anew has been on KFUO for just a few weeks now, and you can hear them on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the afternoon as well. Joining us in studio, Matthew Leedy, Executive Director for Worship Anew. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And also joining us this time, Thomas Moll. He's Director of Content and Innovation for Worship Anew. Thomas, welcome.
Yeah, great to be here.
So you can hear Worship Anew on KFUO on Sundays at 7:30 in the morning and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Radio is kind of a new venture for Worship Anew, formerly known as Worship for Shut-Ins. And we're pleased, certainly, to have another opportunity for our listeners to have another service of the Word, particularly on Sundays, to be able to hear God's Word on Sundays. But this is a new venture. Radio is a new venture for Worship Anew. What's it like venturing into radio after many years of television?
Right. Well, we're excited about it. It's a great opportunity for us to partner with KFUO. We know that, you know, KFUO has a marvelous reach, you know, throughout the country and around the world, literally. And so we're excited to have our program on this platform, and it's given us a whole new audience of people that we really want to be able to share our content with. And so it's already been a great blessing. We've heard from viewers who have indicated that, you know, that they've been blessed by being able to hear Worship Anew on KFUO. And we're looking forward to continuing that even more, you know, in the coming weeks, months, and years ahead.
You guys are audio, visual first, and now you're adding that audio for KFUO. Have you had to change some things that you've been doing for a long time so that audio and visual, you know, they're not the same thing? Have there been some things you've had to just add and spice up a little bit so that people understand what's happening?
Yeah, so our team has actually done a great job of really analyzing our program to make sure that, you know, we are able to connect with people who are listening other than just watching, you know, as it has been in the past. And so, you know, being able to have, instead of having just lower third titles for when our choirs appear on the program, that we now have somebody voicing, you know, that this choir is from this church located in this city and state. So those types of things have actually been something that's been actually a really nice addition for people. We had one particular person who contacted us and said that they are visually impaired. And so they love the fact that now they can participate in Worship Anew on a regular basis and get more of the content in that respect. And so I think for many people in a similar situation, you think about so many people in our society who have difficulty with being able to see, this could be another great way for them to also connect with the program as well.
In addition to listening to Worship Anew on KFUO, you've been on television and streaming. What are the ways that folks can watch Worship Anew at home?
Yeah, well, they can access it if they go to worshipanew.org on our website. You can watch it there. But also, we try to be everywhere people are, so everywhere digital. So we're on YouTube, Vimeo. You can also, if you have a smart television, you can access us through Roku, Apple TV. And we found the best way to tell people to find us is just go to your smart TV search feature and search Worship Anew, and it'll tell you the best way to find us that way, because you can have a Vimeo app pop up or an Apple TV app pop up. It's just easiest to just search Worship Anew and you can find our program.
Sometimes my TV is smarter than me.
Ask it where to find it. It will find it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And adding KFUO to that audio in our app also, and anywhere that you can stream KFUO. So smart speakers, add that to your smart TVs. So you can find Worship Anew like anywhere you consume content, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's really nice because you can subscribe to and get notifications. We also have Google app and Apple apps too for your mobile devices, which is fantastic. That's a great way for people to follow our content.
So there's like no excuse for not being able to watch or listen.
You would think. But it's amazing when we get phone calls, you know, the challenges we might run into. You know, and it's also Worship Anew as well as Hopeful Living, our daily devotional publication, mm-hmm. So people can also access those electronically as well. So, you know, whether people, like Tommy said, they want to access it, you know, over the internet, or if they want it sent to them as a printed publication in the mail, we're definitely wanting to accommodate whatever way that we can get God's word out to people, for sure.
Now, you mentioned the devotion. What other resources are available from Worship and You? Talk through those a little bit.
Yeah, one thing we started a couple of years ago was a care ministry. And so what you can do is if, and you know, we have all got a situation where we have a loved one and they live across the country and maybe they've just found out they got a cancer diagnosis or they're in the hospital and we want to do something, but we don't know what to do. So we started a care package ministry where you can go onto our website and at no cost, you can fill out a customizable form where you can put down preferences for that person for a care item, a comfort item like a blanket or slippers. We put snacks in the care packages, devotional materials. And if we know what the situation is, we'll also customize some of the materials. If it's like someone dealing with Parkinson's or cancer diagnosis, then we'll customize that package for them and then we'll send that package for that person. So that's something that's gotten a lot of traction over the last year and a half. And it's been really neat seeing those testimonials that have come back and people taking pictures with the blanket. The blanket is so soft. People will be, you know, clutching the blanket with a devotional material. And there's always a physical items like a clutching cross that they can hold or a, you know, something like a prayer shawl that they can, something tangible that they can hold on to that reminds them of God's love, which is amazing.
I was recently visiting with a pastor and he said that someone in his congregation received a care package and the woman, when she passed away, she was holding that cross in her hand. And, you know, it's just what a wonderful thing that we had the ability to give some encouragement to that woman, you know, in the final days of her life. And now her husband has that same cross sitting there at his nightstand as a constant reminder to him as well, you know, and just to be able to be a part of ministering to people at such a difficult time in their lives, it's a real encouragement. And so we're so blessed to be able to carry out that aspect of ministry through the care packages, and we've seen it really impact lots of people in a very positive way.
Now, clearly, Thomas, you're not like doing all these packages yourself and going to the post office by yourself. It takes a team to make this happen.
Yes,
how do you do care packages for folks who are maybe at home or who need a care package?
Yeah, so we have a care specialist, Renee Schuler, who she runs the program, and we have volunteers that come in every Wednesday to pack these packages. So every week we have shipments going out. And it's really amazing because we'll have our whole staff on Wednesday morning. We'll come together and we'll take our prayer requests, but also we'll pray for anybody who's sent in prayer requests from, you know, our website. We'll pray for those people who are receiving the care packages too. And so as a staff, we get to pray for those people who are going to be receiving these care packages and, you know, getting the comfort that Christ gives through them. But yeah, every week it's just this, it's become a smooth operation. At the very beginning it wasn't, but it has now where every week, you know, we package these packages up on Wednesday, and then Thursday they get picked up by USPS and they're out the door.
It turns out to be a very long process.
It is, yeah, which is great. Yeah, it is great, but yeah, there's a lot
blessing,
of prayer requests.
But it's definitely, yeah, it's one of those ones where I used to stand while we were praying, and now I think we all sit because it's definitely long. But we are so grateful to be able to send those care packages out and pray for those people, as well as for our resource packages that we send out to churches and ministries around the country as well, which is another great way for us to get our materials out to people. So definitely encourage people to contact us if they're interested in learning more about all of that.
You've mentioned a few stories of listeners or consumers of your content. Do you have more stories that you've heard that the impact that these materials and these resources make for people who are able to get them?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's amazing the letters that we get every day from people about the materials. You know, with Hopeful Living, I know that, you know, people just so appreciate being able to read a very easy, simple devotional each and every day to be in God's word. There was a couple who, you know, were going through a very difficult circumstance, and the husband was very ill and the wife was there every day reading those devotions. And it was an encouragement, not just to him, but she said it was to her as well, being able to be in God's word and being able to read those devotions. The Broadcaster magazine, we had somebody, a district president, who came in to Worship Anew a while back, and he had indicated how he appreciated how practical those articles are in our monthly magazine. again, just having content that's geared especially for our older adults within the church that are so practical and easy to understand, but yet such an encouragement to them and their faith, especially as we know so many people who are going through isolation and health concerns and various other things, that we can come alongside to minister to them during that time is such a tremendous blessing to us. And we, on a daily basis, we're hearing from people who have indicated what a positive impact and an encouragement that's been to them in their life.
We have just a couple minutes left. It's October, which means November, December are in the near future. Anything special that Worship Anew does during the coming seasons?
Well, we are, in November, we're going to be promoting our grief ministry, and this is something that we just launched this year. And it's really an extension of our care package ministry, but it's something where someone can sign someone else up to receive resources for that first year of grieving. And so that's something that we're trying to get out and let people know that if you know somebody who's just lost someone in the past year, it's a great thing where we'll send a resource about every 6 to 8 weeks for that person for a whole year. And so that's something that we're going to be promoting in November, making a big push to let people know that they can do that.
Especially the November Broadcaster magazine is going to be based on that theme as well. So it's going to be very informative for people. If they're interested, they can contact us and we can send that to them as well.
You find it all at Worship Anew?
WorshipAnew.org or call us 260-471-5683. And we definitely would love to share some of our resources with you.
Very good. What's that phone number again?
260-471-5683.
Good. Matthew Leedy, Executive Director for Worship Anew. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It was great.
And Thomas Mall, Director of Content and Innovation for Worship Anew. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.